Hello, fellow game explorers, and thanks for joining us on this week's Brief Expedition. These are Which Game First's mini episodes released bi-weekly, where we excavate news and tidbits from the world of gaming. The next full episode of Which Game First is unearthed in a week. And if you want even more new episodes, become a patron where you can get access to supporter-only episodes regularly. I'm here with the whole panel today. Evan.
Hello.
Mike.
What's up?
Ed.
What?
Joe.
Hello.
And me. This week, we've got some really interesting stories, websites, and news we want to share with you. Who's up first?
I got something interesting.
Hey, Ed, what is it?
Well, the World Board Gaming Championship.
Ooh.
Nice.
When's it happening?
It's going to be July 21 through 29, so just later this month. This is at Seven Springs Mountain Resort in Pennsylvania.
And Ed, will you be in attendance?
Yes, I will.
Tell us a little bit about it.
It's a board gaming event where basically there's about 2,000 people from around the world there competing in over 100 different board games.
Holy cow. And you said it's from July 21st to the 29th. That is yes. 8 full days of gaming.
Yeah.
Wow.
Holy cow.
Yeah, not for the faint of heart.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, normally a con is like 4 days tops. Mm-hmm. I mean, even Gen Con. How long is Gen Con? Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Yeah, they call themselves the best 4 days in gaming.
Right. And this is 8 days. Wow. Do they have, do some games run from the first day, like all the way to the last for a championship?
There is a game that runs all weekend long, practically.
What, Axis and Allies?
No, but it's like Axis and Allies on steroids.
Oh, no. What game is that?
Oh, wait. Well, I want to play that.
A World at War.
Oh, I hope it has a happy ending.
The manual, you kind of have to lift up with your knees. Kind of.
Oh, my gosh. You mean, is that one of those, Ed, is that one of those lifestyle games?
Oh, very much so.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Ed, can you just take a second to explain what a lifestyle game is?
Basically, it's a game that you play for the rest of your life.
And supposedly, you have less time for all other games because it's so huge.
Well, playing this game takes up so much time and energy, you probably don't have time to play other stuff.
So Ed has actually shown me a lifestyle game book. And it is a huge binder, with like 8-point font. Hundreds of pages of rules.
A little bigger than that, but yeah.
Wow, gee whiz.
Yeah, you measure the rule book thickness in inches.
Yeah. And Ed, is it a scale battle? Do they use miniatures? Is it all on paper?
Oh, which one are you talking about?
World at War.
A World at War. It's kind of like, basically, it's your Hex Encounter type game where you're playing on a map that's a bunch of hexes representing the world, and you're pushing around a little counter to represent combat units.
So there's a bunch of hexagons laid out on the map, and you're moving...
Cardboard shit.
Oh, cardboard chips.
Cardboard shit. That's where the action's at right there, baby.
Yeah, okay. The hot stuff.
So, Ed, how long has the World Board Gaming Championships, also known as the WBC, been going on?
Well, from the information I see here, the Board Game Players Association, which runs this convention, started back in 1991.
Whoa, so 27 years? This will be the 27th?
Yeah, that's a pretty good run for any kind of convention.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely. So, Ed, what kind of games are you going to play?
I'll be playing all kinds of games, really, but a lot of games that most of my friends won't touch with a 10-foot pole.
So the train games.
Yeah, I'll probably be playing some of the 18XX games that I know Mikey loves.
Oh, my favorite.
Yes.
They're actually not that bad, but...
Wait, what kind of games?
18XX games. They're basically train games on steroids.
Yeah, they're from 18-something, like 1842 or 1812 or whatever, and... they're all 18XX, they call them, and they build trains.
Games about trains, where you build track or train?
Well, you run companies, and you actually put stock in these companies.
Oh, cool.
Holy cow.
It's a combination of, like, Ticket to Ride, where you build a train track, and some kind of stock market game at the same time.
Like Rich Uncle.
just like Rich Uncle.
Maybe not exactly like, but it's actually not a bad comparison.
Yeah, actually, some of those games, though, have a really good, clever way to do the stock market in them.
So what are the more common games that people might recognize that'll be being played here?
Oh, some of the classics like Acquire, Seven Wonders, Catan, King of Tokyo.
Oh, King of Tokyo. That was a fun one.
So when Mikey and I come up for the weekend, because yes, Mike and I will be going to visit.
You know it.
We will be able to, while Ed is buried deeply into building trains and tracks, we'll be scouting around to see just how good these players are that are at these cons, and we'll be sure to report back to all our listeners on what we find.
Yeah, I got my eye on Dominion Tournament if it's happening at the right time.
Ooh,
I'm pretty solid Very Dominion cool. player.
I can't wait to see that. All right, Ed. All of us will be sure to report back from the World Board Gaming Championships starting in 2 weeks. Next up, Evan uncovered something really interesting online. Evan, what do you got?
Have you ever heard of a website called archive.org? Maybe you have, maybe you haven't.
I may have breezed by it once or twice.
Well, they're a nonprofit organization, and what they primarily are is an online library. They're collecting information from all over the world. I mean, and we're talking not just millions, but billions of web pages that they link to and refer to.
Old web pages that aren't up anymore?
Some of those, but mostly what it is they're going to libraries from around the world. The Library of Congress of the United States, you know, Canada's Library of Congress, and those sorts of things. They have millions and millions. But among the archives at archive.org are games you can play, of course. Ooh. Yes. And if you're like me and you miss those, say, old 1970s and 80s arcade games that you just can't find anymore, you can find the original emulators here at archive.org on just about any old arcade game that you want to go back and play.
Wow, that is so cool.
And it is the original. It's not some knockoff. It's not some, you know, tweaked Nintendo version of the game or anything like that. You can go and play the originals.
Nice.
But you can also play games from Nintendo, from Atari, from Sega, and other game consoles as well.
Really cool.
And they have thousands, tens of thousands of them, actually. Go to our Facebook page and learn more about archive.org to play your favorite old arcade video games.
I'm so cool. on my way right now. That
I know.
Awesome.
I can't wait to play Adventure. Stuff.
Be careful. You may be there a long time, like I was.
Okay, guys, I've got something good for you. Check this out. So I learned about a game that was made from a prop in an indie rock band photo shoot.
Wow.
So, yeah,
obscure.
Check it out. It's pretty cool. It's got a cool story. So the band, the Decemberists, were doing a photo shoot about a decade ago. And their theme for the photo shoot was that they were a secret society that would go around town playing a mysterious board game.
I love that.
Cool. I know, it's cool. It's like something, you know, we would do for
That's
fun.
Intriguing.
It is. So they had an artist that they always work with. Her name is Carson Ellis. She does a lot of their art for the band. And they had her draw up a cool, eerie-looking board as a prop for their photo shoot.
Okay.
And they placed it in the shots. So they had this board sitting around, and a few years later, they're thinking, God, we have this cool-looking board game, and this cool-looking game board, and you can see it on our Facebook page. We'll post up a picture of the game board. A few years down the road, they're like, well, we have this cool board for a game. I wonder if it can be made into an actual board game. So they call up their game designer friend, Keith Baker. They ask him, and he's like,
That's a big
Keith
name.
Keith Baker.
That's catnip for me, by the way. Here, design a game around this cool visual. I'm in.
Yeah, so obviously that's what Keith said. Keith is like, oh, of course I can make a game out of it. So they put it up on Kickstarter. They raised 10 times what they wanted. Their goal was $40,000. They raised over $400,000. And it is now out. It's called Illimat, I-L-L-I-M-A-T. Okay. They had a cool Facebook page. I mean, a cool Kickstarter page. So I would check that out too. And you can see a picture of the neat looking board. And not only did I think the origin of this game was cool, so I wanted to bring it to you guys, I understand the game itself is actually a pretty good game. It's very well reviewed on Board Game Geek and elsewhere. And it looked really interesting to me, kind of spooky and eerie about the seasons. And it has a suited deck of playing cards that comes with it. So we've got some links up on our Facebook page about this hidden gem. Check it out.
Yeah, Keith Baker is actually one of the designers in the Dungeons & Dragons.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah, really? Third edition.
Oh, from the Ryan Dancy era, yeah.
This guy has some good friends, yeah.
Wow. I was picturing him with Gary Gygax, like around a game table.
Oh,
you mean the third edition. Okay. We've got links on our Facebook page about it, so check it out. Illimat. Well, thank you, panel, and thank you for coming along on our brief expedition today. We'll see you next week with a brand new episode of Which Game First. Happy gaming, everybody!
Happy gaming!
See you soon.